Now, for the past few years, visitors to the Hanwell Observatory at Hanwell Castle near Banbury have been able to enjoy their annual Stars and Snowdrops event, which over the course of a weekend can see up to 1,200 people visiting the site. This year, schools are being invited as well to take part in a project that hopes to see them create their own planets for a solar system model that will be put on display. Anne Shepherd is an education officer at the observatory and joins us this afternoon to tell us a little bit more about this and indeed her own involvement. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Now, one of the things that caught my eye when I was reading about the upcoming events was the new telescope that's been installed at Hanwell. Tell us a little bit about this.
That's right. It's called the Millennium Telescope, and it's the largest telescope of its type in Europe. That is, this largest public access telescope in Europe. And it's been built especially with public access in mind. We are very keen to take astronomy out to everyone and let them see what's out there.
So it's a chance for people to come and join you on stargazing evenings that you hold there and use some of the best equipment available.
Exactly. It's a very large telescope for public access. And we had First Light, which is the first light through the telescope, looking at the first things through the telescope in October. It was officially opened by Professor Alan Boxenberg in September. And in October, we looked at the first things. So we looked at Jupiter and the Moon and some other further away bits, and it's amazing.
How exciting is that? Your face was just lighting up as you were describing it.
It was amazing. I mean, I have my own telescope. I have a nice telescope which I use in the garden, and I see a lot with it. But looking at things through this big telescope was amazing.
It's going to inspire a whole new generation, I'm sure.
It will. It will, definitely. We have had cubs groups and other groups to the observatory to look through some of the smaller telescopes. And when you see children's faces, when they look through a smaller telescope, look at the Moon, and they can see the mountains and the craters very clearly. And I love just listening to the expressions as wow and golly and fantastic and all sorts of, each one of them seems to come out with a different expression of amazement. They've never seen anything like it.
And of course they're going to be involved this year with this Planets Parade programme as well. Tell us about this.
This is a programme where we're trying to encourage schools to get involved. There's a very, very little bit of astronomy in the national curriculum in schools, and we're trying to get them to work with that and with the observatory so that we can make it much more interesting for children. Studying astronomy in a classroom is very limited, so if you can get them out and looking through telescopes so that they can actually relate things to what they're learning in classroom, it would make it a much, much more valuable experience for them. So what we've asked is for local schools to build a planet about the size of a football, and we will, using these planets, make a model of a solar system, a scale model. So obviously Mercury is going to be very close to the Sun, and Pluto is going to be a much further walk to the end of the castle gardens, the castle grounds. And there'll be information beside those models about the school that made it and about the planet. And we're hoping that this will inspire the schools.
It was while you were at school that you first got bitten by the bug, wasn't it?
It was, yes. I was very keen on science when I was at school. I studied science. And in those days, you were not considered a nerd if you studied science. It was a very important thing to look at. It was back in the 60s, and everyone was looking forward to the future of what science was going to bring. And it's very unfortunate now, the attitude that some children have towards science. And I was very lucky when I was younger. I lived right next door to an observatory. And so I, on my doorstep, got to use the telescope and see things, and that inspired me. And I love looking through the telescope at another galaxy. And to be standing there and actually looking at another galaxy, it's a very strange experience, actually, because it's so far away, and you could be looking at thousands of planets with other life on it, and you're looking at it with your own eyes through the telescope.
It's very strange, isn't it, the attitude that some children have towards science today, because when I look at the opportunities and the resources and the facilities that are available to them in learning, it's far more exciting than the boring classroom that I remember.
Well, yes and no. We have so much opportunity now, that's right, with the internet and the access to information. I mean, what I would have given to have had the internet when I was at school. But with health and safety now, children don't get to do much in the way of practical lab work. It's all chalk and talk, very little practice. Whereas when I was at school, every lesson there was some experiment. I frequently had holes in my school skirt with acid having been spilt on it and things like that. But you lived with that. It made it exciting.
And you came out the other side.
And I came out the other side in one piece, yes.
Now, we'll talk a little bit more about Stars and Snowdrops in a moment or two, but I'm really fascinated by your personal story as well, because an astronomer was the route you wanted to take after school, wasn't it? But a bit of a weakness in the maths department held you back from that.
Yes, astronomy is quite mathematical. You have to be, to get on in astronomy professionally, you have to be good at maths. And I managed my O-levels, but that was about my limit. So I wasn't going to be a professional astronomer, but it hasn't stopped my interest in astronomy from a personal point of view, observing and looking at things, learning about it, my own interest.
So you decided to pursue a route in marine biology instead. I can't even find a connection there.
Well, the connection is exploring things around you. I mean, I'm just interested in everything around me. You know, having looked through a telescope, I was fascinated by the things out there. And then having visited, I was a diver, I started scuba diving, and having looked at the amazing things to see underwater, I was fascinated by that as well. There's so much amazing stuff out there to see.
You were still are very involved in a project in the Indian Ocean.
That's right. My job is a marine biologist, and I work at the University of Warwick, and I work on tropical marine ecology, coral reef ecology. And Britain has some of the best coral reefs in the world, believe it or not. It's a British territory out in the Indian Ocean called the Chagos Archipelago. And these islands are in pristine condition. On the last expedition there in 2006, I did water quality analysis, and it is officially the cleanest water in the world.
And you got to swim in it?
We were diving in it every day.
That's yes. A very special feeling.
It was.
How long are you away for when you were doing this research?
Well, I'm actually going on Tuesday again on the next expedition, Chagos 2010, and I will be away for 3 weeks in the Indian Ocean, based on a ship.
And do you get to take some sort of telescope with you on that? Because I know it's a hobby that you find quite hard to leave behind.
Well, unfortunately, a telescope on a ship isn't going to do very well because the ship does move and a telescope has to be in a very, very firm base. But I have very good binoculars and I would most definitely be taking them with me.